Jim Suhan of the Minneapolis Star Tribune. You can follow him on Twitter at SuhanSTrib, joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. Mr. Suhan, you absolutely skewer the Vikings today.
Oh, I think three of the last 4 days I've skewered them.
They keep giving
me reasons to.
Suggesting they go out and sign Ray Rice. That's skewering.
Well, what's the difference?
Yeah. No, I agree.
I mean, seriously. I mean, if the only difference between Adrian Peterson, well, there are differences. The differences are that Peterson beat a kid and Ray Rice beat his wife. But if you're looking for running back help and you don't have any standard, why wouldn't you sign Ray Rice?
Jim, let me ask you this first of all about Radisson Hotels pulling their sponsorship. Radisson's a pretty big name in the Minneapolis business community, isn't it?
It is. And I don't know if, Radisson is very big around the country anymore, but there is a prominent Radisson, a big one, right downtown, and they do sponsor the Vikings, and I think they have local ties. And I was actually thinking that yesterday afternoon. I'm seeing Rick Spielman stand up there in front of a Radisson sign saying, man, if I'm a sponsor, I don't want my name anywhere near this crap.
And you raise that point. I was watching the news conference yesterday, and the first thing I thought of is, why is Rick Spielman up there? I know he's the general manager. I get all that, but shouldn't the owner be up there addressing this situation? Like, look, I'm not... Believe me, I really believe there's a certain part of hell that's reserved for some football coaches and some general managers. I just think that's a fact. But I'm sorry, in this situation, I need somebody higher than Rick Spielman to talk about this.
Agreed. And the problem as an organization is Ziggy Wilf is the primary owner. He is maybe the worst public speaker I have ever seen.
He
stammers. He can't complete sentences. He has a nasty temper. He can't do it. So I think Mark Wilf, his brother, co-owner, should have done it. Mark's smoother than Ziggy. He's capable of completing a sentence. So he should have had the guts to get up there and do it. I think Rick Spielman was basically told to go up there and lie. And, Rick chose to do so. I think Rick Spielman actually, if you get him away from that office, is a pretty good human being. He's adopted a lot of kids. I think from all I know about him, he's an admirable father. So I really kind of felt bad for him. I think he was basically told up there to go and lie for the Wilfs. And it's easy to say he shouldn't have done that, but if he hadn't done it, he wouldn't be employed today.
No, and I think you could tell by watching that. I obviously don't know him as well as you do. I don't know his body language as well as you do. But I was left with the impression of a guy who... his heart really wasn't in what he was saying. And sometimes when that happens, you end up sort of stumbling around and being circuitous. And that was the impression I was left with. This is a guy who is talking about stuff he just doesn't frankly believe in his heart of hearts.
No. And frankly, Rick's not a great public speaker either. He's very tense. He's hyper-organized. So it's almost like he wants to read a flow chart or a pie chart when he's talking, even about innocuous things. So this organization the funny thing is that this organization's had more arrests than any other team in the NFL since 2000. You would think they would have some kind of a crisis management mentality. I mean, they really should be good at handling crises. It's about all they do. It's all they consistently produce is crises, and yet they have no idea what to do when the stuff hits the fan.
Yeah, and this has gone back for a long time. I can remember Tommy Kramer running into trouble. It's not just back to 2000. But your point is well made, and I know, as you point out in your article, after the Love Boat scandal in 2005, the Vikings did commission a lengthy code of conduct. And there have been instances where they have cut players for a variety of reasons, including domestic assault. So there is that. There's that framework there. I understand what you're saying. It's not crisis management, but there is a framework for dealing with situations like that there. And it just seems to me that what the Vikings are saying is, yeah, we have a code of conduct, unless you're real good, in which case the code of conduct is, shall we say, a little malleable.
That is exactly right. The NFL and the 49ers and now the Vikings have hidden behind the phrase due process. Due process is not something a company has to adhere to when deciding whether to put somebody out in front of the public that represents them. If I tell you what, if I write the wrong thing for the Minneapolis Star Tribune, or if I say the wrong thing on my radio show, my bosses will fire me, or they will suspend me. And then if I want to have, you know, start legal proceedings, then I would have my due process in court. Due process has nothing to do with employer-employee relationships. The Vikings have, they had A.J. Jefferson strangle his girlfriend, and they cut him the next day. He was a reserve. They had Chris Cook, a high draft pick at a position of great need for this organization. He strangled his girlfriend, ended up being acquitted for typical legal reasons, not because he didn't do it. But they needed him, so they punished him, but then they brought him back and played him for a couple more years. Adrian does it. I really think the only reason they deactivated him on last week is because they didn't know how the weekend would play out. Here it happens on Friday afternoon. He has to fly to Houston to surrender. You know, I just think they said, let's just not try to be rushing around, you know, devising two different game plans, not knowing when Adrian's coming back, not knowing what his frame of mind would be. I think they deactivated him last weekend just because they didn't know what else to do. And then given time, the Wilfs said, hey, star player, we just got our butts kicked. Let's get him on the field, and we'll deal with all the fallout later.
Jim Suhan of the Minneapolis Star Tribune joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. You know as well as I do, Jim, that Adrian Peterson's going to get a big round of applause when he steps on the field on Sunday.
Well, it's in New Orleans, so it's not the home
ground. All right. But when he is with the – I mean, he's going to enjoy the support of Minnesota fans, isn't he?
Really, I really think this is polarizing, and polarizing in a really disturbing way. You know, as a sports columnist, you know that when you write something harsh about a local hero, you typically get very negative feedback from the kind of people who populate Twitter and comment sections. Mm-hmm. I've never had more positive reinforcement from things I've written than I've gotten the last few days. I think there are people, right-minded people, who do not everyone see Adrian Peterson play for the Vikings again, or at least not this week. And then you have the woman standing outside the stadium the other day wearing an Adrian Peterson jersey and carrying a switch and drinking beer. I think there are people very hunkered down on both sides of this issue. But I would guess from the polls I've seen and everything else, it's probably pretty close to 50-50, people who either don't ever want to see Peterson again and people who want him on the field right away.
Are we seeing a trend here, Jim, where the NFL is sort of, the league itself, is sort of turning the responsibility for these issues over to the teams? Because I know, obviously, the Carolina, suspended or deactivated Greg Hardy. Is this something where you think on the part of the NFL where they may be quietly saying to teams, look, you've got to handle this on an individual basis. We're trying to get our house in order at the league office right now.
My sense is that the league is doing that temporarily.
Okay.
While Goodell figures out what he's going to do. And they just hired a very high profile former Democratic operative who has worked in the area of, sex crimes, who's worked in the area of domestic abuse, who's basically going to kind of come in and review how they handle these things. I think Goodell is just taking an eight count and trying to get and looking for smelling salts and trying to figure out how a guy who wanted to come into the league and be the sheriff and punish everybody who had DUI, everybody who jaywalked, he wanted to punish them and scold them. And now he has, he completely botched the Ray Rice situation. He has been notably absent on the Adrian Peterson thing. I think the league will try to reassert itself at some point, but I don't know when. It might even be, I wouldn't be shocked if the Wilfs and Goodell, who I think are pretty close, I wouldn't be shocked if we find out later that, I wouldn't be surprised, like, tomorrow the NFL came down and said, the Vikings have the right to say that Adrian Peterson is active, but we're going to suspend him. I think these are rich people who sit around in a club trying to decide how they're going to parse these things out, and I don't trust any of them.